I was asked to discuss the issue of Tovel and Kalim in the snow. This is an old discussion, not necessarily for Tevilas Kalim, but is a discussion in even going dating back all the way to the Mishnayos and Maseches Mikvaos, which is the Mishnah there discusses the fact that that Sheleg and they use the word Sheleg, Barod, Glid, etc. There's other things on the list, but that's related to us. Different types of snow and ice are a malin as a mikvah and a inoposlim as a mikvah, meaning they can be considered positive additives to a mikvah, and the psul of mayim she'uvim is not going to apply to them, and they're going to be kosher as part of the mikvah. And the Rishonim then get into discussion in terms of, can you have a mikvah that's comprised completely of snow, and does that mikvah have to be, can it even still be in the snow format, or does it have to then be melted down into water in order to be able to use it? Okay, so again, a lot of different opinions in the Rishonim. Rosh Shlomo Yosef Zevin, the great Gadol from the previous generation, he has a sefer. I don't have the sefer. I wasn't able to locate it in a very quick search on Hebrew books, but you may be able to find it. He has a sefer in which he wrote an article on the various halachic issues devoted to snow. But again, I wasn't able to locate it for the purposes of this short little thing. So, but if you want to get a better picture, I'm sure, I have little doubt that he does a fantastic job with it, as he does with most things. The Rishonim, just to give you a couple of deus in the Rishonim, the Mordechai is the latest posek in the Rishonim who discusses this issue, and he quotes three deus amongst the Balei HaTosvos, and he quotes Rabbeinu Shmaria, who says that it's completely mutter to tovel in a mikveh that is completely made of snow. And really, it doesn't even have to be a mikvah. I mean, it could just be, if it's a huge snowstorm and there's 40 saw of contiguous snow, then that counts as a mikvah. However, he points out that there are dissenting opinions in the Balei HaTosfos. He quotes a Rabbeinu Eliezer, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Simcha. And Rabbeinu Simcha has the idea that that really it's technically kosher, but we recommend against it because the chances are that a person will not be able to be told in the snow in such a way that it will touch every part of their body with from the 40 saw of the contiguous snow. But that's really a practical concern that we're worried about. Now the Beis Yosef, this is in Yoredeya, in the third chelik in Yoredeya, they discuss this this idea, and they were talking about for a woman toveling, and he really writes in the Beis Yosef that the Iker Halacha is that we're makel, that a snow mikveh is completely kosher. You don't even have to melt it down. But he says that because there's other deists in the Rishonim who are not such big fans of it, then we're not going to rely on it lechatchila, and therefore we're only going to allow you to do it if it's going to be a derabbanan dika tevila. I'll read you a little bit in the... 1 second, do we have time for this? You know, I don't have time to read it inside, but check out in Simon Reish Aleph in Yoredeya, in Sif Lamed, and in the Beis Yosef that corresponds to Sif Lamed, he gives you this thing. But it happens to be that in Sif Lamed, in the Shulchan Aruch, he just writes Ein Shiva Poselas Ela B'Mayim, right? He says that Mayim Shuvim is only a problem when you're dealing with actual water, but Sheleg Bar Kfar Melach Tit. All right, that's not really our issue. He's talking about the psul mayim shuvim over there, and he says it doesn't apply to snow and a few other things as well. Velo od ela afilu asa kol mikvah misheleg ok for o barod shehvio bekliv asa mehen mikvah. Even if you filled up a whole area filled with with for our purposes snow, that would be kosher. So he says you can have a kosher a mikvah out of snow. Okay. However, in the Ramah, so he says ukshemishar shiur ha mikvah b'shela gimay chalal otchila You have to smash it down. You have to, really try to figure out from the inside, and then you can be tovel in it the way it is, as it stands, as long as the middle is smashed down. He quotes that Mordechai over there, B'shem Rabbeinu Shmaria. And then he says, "V'yesh machmir litbol b'chol elo ad shinimocho v'nasu mayim." He says, but there are those who are machmir. He quotes that Rabbeinu Simcha that we mentioned, that you have to wait until it melts. You can't go in there until it actually melts. V'tov l'hachmir l'charchila. And it's best to be machmir l'charchila. So this is the basic halacha in terms of toveling in snow, where me'ikar adin, we say that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Shmaria, that you can be tovel in snow. However, midrabanan, and not even midrabanan, but because there are other shittos who say, no, that's only talking about when the snow is melted, and maybe that's really only bederech chumra because we're afraid practically it won't suffice, you won't actually get all of your body into the snow parts, and imagine how horribly difficult that is, and therefore it's a problem, so we're only makel, once it melts. But for kalim, it might be a little bit different. So you have different types of kalim. So you do have a little bit of a similar chashash when we're talking about kalim, that you won't get the snow into all the parts of the kli that are necessary. But on the other hand, it's not such a big chashash. You could certainly argue that Rabbeinu Simcha wouldn't be machmir in that case, because the kli doesn't know that the snow is cold. The kli doesn't care. And if you're wearing gloves, or you're willing to tough it out with your hands for a little while to like put the snow inside the kli, make sure every part of the kli is touching the snow. So you could argue that would be good enough. Nevertheless, since the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef, he wrote that if we're dealing with the Rabbanan issues, we're makel to tovel in the snow, like the Ikar Adin, but if we're dealing with the Raisa Tevilos, we're not going to be makel to tovel in the snow. So you could suggest that would be the same halacha also when it comes to kalim. If you have kalim, already the whole machlokis, whether or not Tevilos kalim is the Raisa the Rabbanan, but let's assume for argument's sake it's the Raisa for metal kalim. So if you have a metal kli, you might want to be machmir not to tovel the metal kli in the snow. If you have a glass kli, where, again, we make a bracha on glass, but lamaisa, everybody agrees it's only midrabanan, so you might want to suggest that the glass kli you can tovel in the snow, the metal kli you shouldn't tovel in the snow. Lamaisa, nowadays that we have easy access to kalim mikvos, it's definitely worthwhile to try to go to a kalim mikvah and yibiyotze l'chulei alma.